Welcome to Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland.
Well, happy March, everyone, and welcome to, Lent 2023. Want to chat a little bit about that and look at a couple verses out of the book of Romans. And well, just to kind of think about the, first of all, sort of the meaning of the season of Lent, and what kind of a time it is on our church calendar. I know there's folks, you might want to think about it. I was certainly one of these folks when I was back in the Midwest. So like Lent, Baptists don't observe Lent, do they? I'm like, oh, well, it depends, right? Because the Baptist tradition is about the individual's freedom in their personal walk with God. And I'm going to make a little bit of a pitch for it, that we can use this season to deepen our faith in God and to enhance our walk with Him. Lent is a season it commemorates or remembers Jesus' 40-day period before he kicks off his ministry, his time of temptation and testing that he passes, right? So he defeats the devil here the first time, and he passes his temptations and moves on with his ministry, making him, worthy to be, to show that he's worthy to be the Messiah in our walk, that he's trustworthy. And it's a time for us for some self-reflection, self-examination. It's time for us to remember our past hurts and suffering, our frailty. We remember that that we're mortal and that we're frail, and that oftentimes life will hand us things that are just too heavy of a burden. So we look deep within our own hearts, we give a good self-examination, and then we turn to the Lord for our salvation. Because we always remember, and the thing that universally all Christians everywhere, absolutely, undeniable, non-negotiable, right? What ends the season of Lent is Resurrection Sunday. It's the promise of renewal, the hope of resurrection. That's where Lent ends. And so on our walk, I tell you, what we'll talk about is we look at Romans in chapter 1, go into verse 17. It says, just as it's written, the righteous by faith will live. The righteous walk by faith. The righteous, the folks that are in right relationship with God, that are God's people, They walk in faith. And that's sort of what we want to practice here year-round. But we also want to deepen that practice during the season of Lent to kind of reflect, what does that mean? What does it mean to walk by faith? And in the fourth chapter, of course, Paul turns to the example of Abraham, who believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. So, faith for us, when the rubber hits the road, is not an abstract thing. We don't live in an abstract world, a world of just ideas and empty concepts, right? We live in the real world. We go to real jobs. We have to make real decisions. We face real trials. And so, every day, we're encountered by circumstance. We're encountered by, these events that happen to us, events that we cause. And so what does it mean to walk out this life in faith? We can't, unless, I guess, if we want to become like monks, move up to the mountains, right? Well, most of us won't do that. So what does it mean to walk by faith? Now, it's interesting that faith is always tied with belief and action, right? And our actions, the way we behave, the way we relate to other people, and even the way we interpret things and circumstances is going to be shaped through the very thing that we have put our faith in, right? So if we believe God, we will look at the world as if with that belief that God is trustworthy, that he fulfills his promises. And so when we go to make decisions, when we go to, we just go out to live that everyday life, we do that with the belief that God is taking us somewhere, that ultimately God is fought the battle for us, that he did the work. So we're free to, well, we're free to serve others or to serve God by serving others. We're free to be different from what we see in the world. Because we have faith in our God, we don't have to compromise our ethics and principles for reward, to get ahead. Because, well, let's say I live in a corporate world, and the corporate world is just full of backstabbing, slander, gossip, just infighting. Well, if I serve my corporate board or corporate CEO, I'm going to react a lot different in that culture than if I serve God. Like, who do I put my trust in? Do I put my trust in that corporate CEO and those principles, or am I going to put my trust in God? And so I can either, you know, people need to make the rent, people have to pay the mortgage. I can stay and try to be a light in that environment and not let it warp me or bend me or move me from my principles. Or need be, maybe I have to leave that situation and find a better place to work. Either way, I can be at peace doing that by walking, as I walk by faith. Because ultimately, my faith is in the Creator God who's going to move me through the wilderness, right? So the basic principle of belief and walking by faith, there isn't necessarily always, right, clear-cut. Sometimes it is clear-cut and black and white, but not always. In fact, most of the time, there is a lot of gray area of what does it mean to walk by faith through this situation, right? So, right, and by gray area, I mean there's multiple paths, individual little outlet paths that you can kind of take and still be walking by faith. Of course, at the extreme, this extreme ends of things, right, it is, you know, black or white. You're either walking by faith or you're not. But we got to remember, like Abraham, he stepped out. He believed God. And because he believed God, because he believed God was trustworthy, he just completely uprooted his family and left. Right? God said, move here and I will make you a nation. You know, and people will be blessed through your name, through your lineage. And Abraham wasn't like, well, show me first, make me a nation first, God, and then I'll move. No, he believed him. All right, and that act of belief, that act of trust or faith, put him in a right relationship with God. You don't have to blindly believe God, but like a perfect trust means you just trust that God is trustworthy and that he's honest and that he'll do what he promises that he'll do. And putting our trust just sort of in the character of God himself moves us to act faithfully, to submit, to obey his revealed will, right? To sort of obey his commands that we find in Scripture. Because if God says, you know, this is the best way to do it, or this is the way I want it done, or, you know, this is where I'm taking the world, and we actually believe God, not because of the, you know, the stuff that we see or the circumstances that we face, but we believe in God. We believe in His character. We believe in His power. We believe in His trustworthiness that will move us to act and to participate in Him accomplishing that will. Right? So before you act, to walk by faith, you understand, walking by faith, trusting Him, and being a disciple is a result of that reconciliation. It's a result of Him adopting you into His family. Right? We do kingdom work because we are kingdom people. We don't do kingdom work to become kingdom people. And that is a slight, nuanced, subtle difference. Right? So to walk by faith, first and foremost, we have the peace to know that we are reconciled to God, that we belong to God, that ultimately there's nobody else that we really have to impress or compromise for. You know, Jesus is my Lord, that's who I answer to. So we have that assurance that He is our shepherd. And because I have that assurance that I'm at peace with God, I'm free to then go out and be the change that honestly the people of the world are so desperately looking for. And just to use an example, I'm free, if you look at the Sermon on the Mount again, I am absolutely free to love my enemy and to do good to those who mean me harm, because I know that God is faithful to His promises. So if we believe God, that's the direction that we're going to be heading. Are we going to do it perfectly? Absolutely not. That's one of the hardest commands that I find personally from scriptures, is to love my enemy and to do good to those who mean me harm. That gets all of my tribal instinct and my instinct for self-preservation all anxious. But God's still working on me. He's still working on everyone. He's working on all of us. Okay, and He's promised, Philippians, He who has begun a good work in you will see it to an end. He's going to get us there. It's a journey. We're on a pilgrimage. We're on a path to holiness. But when we walk by faith, we have those two things. We have reconciliation with God, and we have the assurance that He's going to get us to where we need to be. So we're free to do that self-examination. We're free to study the scripture, not as a chore list or a to-do list, but as a reflection of God's perfect will for all of us, and as a guide for healthy and holy living, without the fear that if we slip up here and there, he's going to throw us out of the family. We're at peace with God. We have reconciliation. And when we believe that, when we really put our faith in that, when we really trust those words, it will impact us to move forward in our life, in our journey, in a new and a fresh and a real positive way. So let's reflect on that through the season of Lent. I hope everyone is doing well, people getting healthy, pray well, love well, and trust in the Lord. And I'll see you again in April. And God bless.
You have heard Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with the pastor, the Reverend Mark Copeland. For more information, call the church office at 860-283-6181 or email the church at fbcp24@gmail.com. We wish you blessings on your day.